Okay, we've got Sean Simpson on the phone, travelling to Latvia as we speak. Sean, how's it going?
Yeah, it's great, thanks. A bit hectic after the weekend at Fox Hills, quickly shot back to Belgium, had a day to fret two bikes. We actually had to unload a crate from Mexico as well, so it's been a bit of a short 24 hours back on the road and up to Latvia, so looking forward to it.
Will you get any riding at all before the weekend, or is it literally just straight into the weekend?
I won't manage this week, but I'm sure I've done enough riding and training throughout the season to see me fine for this weekend. I'm sure it's all in the tank, so I'll just make sure when I get there tomorrow afternoon, I'll just probably train tomorrow, Thursday, a bit of stretching on Friday, and then I'll be ready to go, really.
Do you feel any different from years gone by for this year, or are you feeling the same? Or
I suppose, I don't know, somehow I'm just much more excited about it this year.
Yeah.
Purely, I think, because I've had a good season.
Yeah.
British champion, had really good results at the GPs, had a podium in Lommel.
Yeah.
All roads are leading towards this, really, and probably since we had our break for the 3-4 weeks there between GPs, it's kind of been one of my main focuses. Obviously, the flyaways was a main focus as well, but I didn't go to plan. But
yeah,
it's I feel like I've been selected this year purely on my results as well. And other previous years, I've always been a bit like, oh, Sean should be in the team, he shouldn't be in the team. But this year, I feel like I deserve it. So that's probably why I'm looking forward to it a bit more.
Well, yeah, you more than deserve it. So when do you meet up with the rest, Dean, your teammates, Dean and Tommy?
I believe Dean's actually going riding on Thursday in Latvia, so
yeah.
Might go and hang out there and just watch him ride a little bit and see what's happening, just try and, just have a bit of fun, really. Because I've met Dean a few times, but we've not really sort of had too much time to, get a bit of the old Scottish twang going on. And yeah, so that should be good. And I think Tommy's coming in either Thursday night or Friday morning. So we'll just all hook up and probably do a track walk and stuff like that as usual. And that'll be it.
So you three have never been on the same team together then, the Nations team?
No, we haven't actually. The years that Dean had done it, I think in France and stuff like that, I wasn't selected that year. And I've done every year that I've done the Nations, obviously. Tommy's been on it purely because he's done it every year since he turned pro, I think.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I've not been on the same team when Dean was there, so that'll be good. And I think it's a strong team as well, so, here's hoping for a good weekend.
So, do you know how it all works when you get there? Have they give you sort of a structure for the weekend for you guys, or...?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, I've got a few extra jobs that I've got to do, make sure, all my bikes and stuff are all good and give my dad a help to do that. But other than that, as I said, probably track walk on Friday. We've got the team press conference, I think, at 4 o'clock. We've got to do team photographs at 5 o'clock. And then there's obviously the selection or the start gate selection. I think that's on Saturday morning. So last year we had a right disaster with 39th gate pick. So
yeah, it was
much worse.
So, yeah.
Hopefully this year we'll get a good gate pick and that'll give us a good race on Saturday, which will lead us into the Sunday, hopefully.
So as a team then, for a gate pick, would you be looking sort of, you would really want about top 7?
Yeah, top 7, top 10, anywhere in there gives you a good chance of it. Even inside the top 20, being slightly less realistic, I think it's okay. But last year, geez,
yeah.
39th gate pick was definitely hard work, but we all pulled through, and I think we qualified 5th or 6th last year, which wasn't bad at all. And
yeah,
we got a decent gate pick then for the Sunday, which is always important. But I believe they've changed the start at Latvia because it used to be 180-degree turn straight into the waves, which obviously would mean inside gate picks absolutely, most important.
Yeah.
But I believe they've changed the start, so I've not seen any pictures. It could be completely different.
Okay, well, we'll try and get some pictures off those guys, and we'll send you a text with them on. But as you say,
okay.
if it was the old start, then yeah, you want to be inside ish as much as possible, really, don't you? Wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
So apart from obviously I spoke to Roger the weekend. The team's not going as such with the truck. So you're not going to be sort of helped out by KTM, or are you? Or how does that work?
To be honest, we've just been doing our own thing a little bit all year. Purely down to budget, I think, from the team side.
Yeah.
It was gonna cost a fair bit to get the truck and everything there, and I said to Neil that I'd quite like to take my camper, and he basically said he didn't have budget to do everything. So, you know, I'm more than happy to do it this way, and it's not that we're not getting any less support from anyone. You know, our bikes are exactly the same as they always have been. They're fully prepped, ready to go. And, you know, to be honest, whether I work out of within back of a car and trailer or an Arctic trailer race truck, it doesn't bother me. You know, that's not what wins you the race on the track. So it'll just be down to hard work, sweat and determination. And I think that's where it all counts. So just, it's going to be a good weekend, I'm sure of that.
Okay, well, you're looking out the window now. What's around you where you are in Germany at the moment?
Three-lane autobahn. not much traffic, trees on either side, and just putting mileage on the clock. That's it.
So from this point then, how many miles have you got to go?
I've only got about 160 miles to go, and then I'm sat on a boat for 24 hours. So
okay. Yeah, so you split it.
Catching up.
Split it up that way.
Looking forward to catching some sleep, and we had a long night last night getting the bikes ready, and early start this morning, little drive up to the boat, and then once I get off the boat the other side, it's only 2 hours, so I'll be absolutely styling then.
Okay, well, we'll let you get on with your journey. Obviously you've got a fair old way to go yet, and obviously the fans, we'll see you on Thursday, but is there anything you want to say to the fans before you sort of disappear?
Yeah, just the usual stuff, really. You know, thanks everyone for the support. I mean, it's like there's been so much hype already on social media, Twitter and Facebook and things, and everyone seems to be getting right behind it. Even with it being in Latvia, there seems to be a lot of people going. So just looking forward to seeing everyone, all them British flags and everyone hanging over the fence cheering us on with probably a beer in their hand. And just looking forward to putting on a great show, and you know, we'll definitely be doing our best, and, you know, we'll see where that takes us.
Excellent. Okay, mate, have a good journey, and we'll see you on Thursday, and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Okay, mate.